Hey, you guys, this is Jade Hoover with the Why the Hell Not podcast, and today I'm going to bring you something really, really short, sweet, and powerful. I want to talk to you guys about the art and the skill of being empathetic, having empathy, okay? Now, this is not just going to help you with your business. This is going to help you with life. Sometimes what we have to do is we have to step outside being, like, selfish, and I don't mean this in a mean way, but I do mean this in a way of that, like, humans are just naturally selfish people. We are always looking at everything and thinking, how is this shirt going to look on me? Oh, someone got a new vacuum. We don't think good for them. They got a new vacuum. We think, oh my God, do I need this vacuum? Is this vacuum going to change my life? I've had that vacuum. I hate that vacuum. That's how we are, right? But what we need to be able to do, you guys, and this is for building your business, when you're looking at people's situations, when they're posting, when you're having conversations with people, when you are like in the middle of talking to maybe a potential distributor that's going to join your team, or someone who already is on your team, and they, you know, are telling you that they're going through the things. There's all sorts of different color personalities, right? We have our blues who are fun party people. We've got our greens who are kind of more analytical. We like the information. We've got our yellows who are just soft, and those are very empathetic people. And then we have our reds, and our reds can be just like to the point, let's go. And sometimes those reds can come off kind of abrasive. So what we've got to do across the board, no matter what kind of color personality you are, you've got to be able to relate to someone. And so some of the words that I want you to actually remember, okay, these are powerful words. When you are talking to someone, whether it's a potential or someone on your team, and they come to you with, you might think it's an excuse, you may look at it as an excuse, but I want you to say this. Someone says, I'm going through this with my kids, I'm going through this with my husband. I want you to say, I totally understand. I totally understand. And then once you say, I totally understand, stop for a second and try to understand. Stop for a second and try to understand how this person may be feeling in this moment. Now, again, this may be like a no-brainer for you. You might be one of those people that someone can tell you they've got stuff going on in their lives. They've got kids and husband and all the things. And maybe you've been through it yourself and you're like, yep, totally get it. Maybe you really do totally get it. Or maybe you don't, and you could just, you know, imagine where that person would be coming from or how that person would feel. But if you don't have this skill, I'm telling you, this is going to change your life. This is going to change your business, and this is going to change your success. My grandma always said, she raised me saying that you will catch more flies with honey than vinegar. And so if you walk around just thinking that everybody, like all of humanity, are just like a bunch of idiots, that you just can't believe that, you know, this potential would be willing to go buy Starbucks or buy cigarettes but not be willing to join your team and change your life, or that this girl who's on your team who's so desperately just like, you know, they need this business because their life is so bad and they don't have any money, but they keep coming at you with what you feel is excuses, and you just think, people are just so stupid. Why don't they get it? Why wouldn't they just work? Why wouldn't they just join this business and change their life? You just don't understand. But if you stop and you pause and you, first thing, before you even say anything, you just say, girl, oh my gosh, I totally understand. Or, oh my gosh, I couldn't imagine being in that position. Because I'm gonna tell you guys something. I learned to eat my words hardcore. When I started my business, I had one child, and I thought because I had one child that I knew what it was like to mother like 500 kids. But did I ever eat my words when I started to have more than one child? And it is a different world. It's a very different world. I think there's just like a level of intensity, and that can depend on what your situation is. You could have a special needs child. It doesn't matter. I'm not trying to compare anybody's, you know, situations from another. But what I'm telling you is that the next time someone comes to you and you look at something as an excuse, or you look at something as weakness, or you look at something as like someone's just being a baby, if you can look at them and say, oh my gosh, I totally understand. I couldn't imagine being in your shoes. You guys, we grow up with people judging us. We are literally raised with people judging us, with people making us feel stupid for where we're at, for people making us feel dumb for the things that we've gone through, for making us feel weak. We feel misunderstood literally all day, every single day. And could you imagine that you're here, right, business-wise, you are here to save someone and to make them feel like you're gonna help them make an income, right? That you're gonna help them pay their bills, that you're going to be the person that's going to help them pay their debt off, right? And then this person comes to you and just lays down all of their stuff, all their garbage, all their skeletons in their closet, and then you're going to ridicule them. But what if you were maybe even possibly one of the first people in their whole entire life that has just stopped and just like given them like a virtual hug and say like, I hear you. I get you. I couldn't imagine that. I totally understand. Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry that you're going through that. You are strong. You're a survivor. What would that do? You know? I think it's kind of this like understanding your position in all of this, maybe, right? Understanding your position in someone else's life, that you are not here to solve someone else's problems, that you are not here to save people, that you are here to bring them the message that could save them. So what does that mean? That's the difference between you acting God and like you just being the person that holds their hand and is there for them. And that's a very powerful thing. You guys might not know this, and I've said this several times, but I have anxiety, okay? And I have PTSD, and oh my gosh, you guys, I love conference. Like, oh, we just got back from conference, and I love it, and I still to this day, I'll never understand why, you know, like hundreds of people want to come up to me and take a picture with me, and you guys look up to me, and it just, oh my gosh, I just think back to me being like a little kid and me feeling misunderstood, right? And me feeling like alone and that no one cared about me and that no one, you know, was saying, I see you, right? And one of my very best friends, in my moments of me being like overwhelmed and freaked out and deer in the headlights, because I know that as soon as I walk out that door, there are going to be thousands of people that want to hold my hand and take my picture with me, and how intense that is for me. And again, I'm very grateful and I'm thankful and I'm willing to do it, because that could change someone's life, right? Just knowing that they're meeting someone that they look up to, and I know the power of that, so I do it. But to have one of my friends just look at me and not say to me, not judge me, not try to fix me, but just to grab my hand and hold my hand, it's powerful. So you have the opportunity to hold people's hands, to be that support, to be that person that's like, you might not feel like enough, and you might not feel like you know what the hell you're doing, and you may feel crazy or not worth it or not worthy or just not enough, but I'm going to hold your hand, and I'm going to show you an opportunity that can change your life, and I will hold your hand, and I will just support you, and I will be your backbone, and I will be there for you. And that is the power of empathy, you guys. That is the power of empathy. It is the difference of belittling someone and making them feel like an idiot, and making them feel, validating how small they feel in that moment, and empowering them, because there's power in numbers. There's power in numbers, you guys. There's so much power in numbers, and we are better together. So I hope that you guys take this sweet little message, and I hope that you can take this, and whenever you're posting and you're trying to think of that single mom, maybe you're not even a mom, but you're trying to imagine being in that mom's shoes, that you could just for a second try to understand where they could possibly be coming from when they tell you what their heart is, and you can say, I get you, and be maybe one of the first people that understands someone and empowers them to not feel alienated. I love you guys so much, and I just appreciate you, and I want you to know that for every single one of you guys that came up to me and let me know that you listened to my podcast at More Conference 2020, it means the world to me. I've shared this so many times, and I'll share it again, that this was like a dream that I put on the back burner, because I kept asking myself, who the hell am I to have a podcast? Why the heck would I do that? And I finally asked myself, why the hell not? And here I am. Love you guys so much. Please share this on the social medias, and I'm just so proud of you.